1 RPG mobile monitoring.
RPG, this is N4QNV. The name is Brian. How are you?
Brian, good morning. My name is Bob, W1RPG. I'm mobile on 85 going up to Charlotte. I'm doing well this morning. Hope you are as well, Brian. Over to you.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, I was out this morning having breakfast with a friend, and now I'm headed to church. I've got to... The church does this thing called Backpack Buddies. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but we deliver food to elementary schools so that the kids who wouldn't otherwise have any food to eat over the weekend have some food to take home.
Nice, Brian. Very nice. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm new to the area. Moved in early December. My wife and I moved from Connecticut. So I haven't been on the repeater all that much yet, and I guess I was on early December, maybe a week after, but then with all the things of getting settled in and everything, and haven't really done much with ham radio. I hope to set up my HF stuff at some point. That's the story. Back to you.
Not quite well. I did 3 corporate relocations. This was from Florida to South Carolina, and I was off the air for probably 20 years of the 25 that lived up here. So I know what you're going through.
Well, and I'm still working for a few more months. My intention was to retire, and when I gave my notice, they presented something to me for a temporary thing, maybe. So 3 months is it, the end of March, and covering a vacant area. I'm in field sales product support, so the vacant area is up in the Charlotte and the bordering South Carolina area. So I go up there and do a couple overnights each week. And then, like last night, I drove back after Monday, Tuesday, and tonight it's going to be Wednesday, and then come back Thursday. I know we're going to have some storms, but I'm going to try to plan it that I'm maybe ahead of it or something. And getting used to the highways and the traffic patterns and things of that nature.
Yep, and I know exactly what you're going through. I think I went to high school in Stonington, Connecticut, and Madison, Connecticut. So what part of Connecticut are you from?
Stonington, up by Rhode Island. Yeah, Shelton. I lived in Shelton for 30 years, prior to that in Stratford, maybe for about 8 or 9 years, so about 40 years in Connecticut. I'm originally from... Westchester County, New York, and so far it's a pleasure driving here compared to the traffic I'm used to up there.
Well, at that, yeah, my wife was born and raised in Brooklyn and then moved out to Long Island, and everybody in my family but me lives outside of Rochester, New York, so I'm well aware of the traffic differences and the road differences. When you don't have as much ice and you don't have all the asphalt popping like they do up there, it's a lot easier down here to drive. Plus, they're not as quick on the horn.
And I'm not used to entrance and exit ramps that are about a half a mile long, maybe even longer, but it's nice. And when I was up there, I used to also visit clients down in the Bronx, so that was always an adventure.
I figured a growing business up there is would be front-end alignments with all the potholes. And I had a ham license, my first stint at it. I was in high school in Stonington, and I think it was like 1963, and that's back when the novices had an N after the letter, and then when you if you upgraded to general, they dropped the N. So I was KN1UXUs and. Yeah, to the UXU, and then down here, when I got back into it, I got back into it when I lived in Virginia, but it was a QNV. I just guess that getting a phonetically decent call sign was just not in the cards for me. You go from UXU to Quebec November Victor was a little rough.
Yeah, I got into the hobby in 79. I think they didn't have that where novice, the second letter was an N. A friend of mine got his maybe a year or two before, and I believe he had a WN2. So then they did away with that. But hope to be able to, as time progresses, put up some wires in the trees that are in the backyard for... I like to be able to put up enough for 80, at least 80. I used to be able to do 80 through 10, and maybe get back with some of the guys I used to be on regularly up north, their weekly nets and things like that. But there's still other things ahead of that list, on the list ahead of ham radio, the honeydew list. And I understand, I want to get the place situated. And for months working, they gave me like a month of just supporting from remote for my accounts up there from the phone, so I didn't have to go visit anybody. That was nice. Been a few months, and I know the repeater here has a nightly net. Someone told me that, but I just haven't been able to carve out a niche of time in the evening to try to get in with my HT so far. I don't know. It's not that strong where I live in Piedmont, but I might be able to put my mobile radio that I'm using now on cross-band repeat maybe to try to get in. Just trying to get it on the calendar. W1RPG.
At N4QNV. Yeah, it meets 9 o'clock every night. It's kind of difficult with an HT because, you live in Piedmont. You're in a similar situation to me. I live in Greer, and it's 32 miles to Caesar's Head, where the repeater is. So that's a good distance. You can hear, but the transmit, you got to be able to get to 32 miles away from your home. So you have to kind of figure out a place in the house where you get the best reception and able to hit the repeater. And one in Greer, closest one to me, is less than 9 miles away. So it's easier for me to hit that and even hit the one in Spartanburg. But the primary one, and it has a lot of wide area coverage because it's up, I think it's over 5,000 feet, maybe above 6,000 Caesar's Head. So, but in HT, it is kind of difficult.
I hear it, but it's not that strong in the house, so I didn't even attempt. But I'll have to try to remember to maybe put the radio on crossband and maybe get in that way. Then up in Connecticut, I was doing a lot of D-Star. I don't think there's any D-Star down here, to my knowledge. But I do have a Raspberry Pi hotspot that I hooked up to the Wi-Fi in the house. And I said hello to some of the guys up in Connecticut there a few times. But... and I may put the hotspot in the car. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. W1RPG.
Out of the ham stuff '63, it was, you couldn't do VFO, so you had to use a crystal controlled transmitter, which was it's an awful way to try to do code. You listen to either transmitter, listen to somebody doing a CQ, and then you kind of tune the band to see if someone's responding to you. So it was very difficult. I never got on the air. And Florida, actually Virginia, where I got back into it, the transfer down to Florida, everything is flat. So coverage is very good. You didn't have to have that high of an antenna because you didn't have that many hills to get on. So repeater coverage was a lot better. Here you've got the mountains, so it's a bit different.
FTG, just watching this tractor trailer here, what his intentions were. I'm a little north of Spartanburg, right? There FM repeaters there are. I only have this one, and the way I found this one was it was already in one of my memories because it was the same frequency that I used for the local repeater up there in the New Haven area. So that's how I found this right off. So I haven't taken the time to program in anything else for the local area here. Again, on the list. Back to you.
I have a little app on my phone. It's a repeater book, and it will tell you various applications, which repeaters have them, tell you how far you are from repeaters, where they're located. It's a pretty nifty little thing. If you go out of town, you can see what the closest repeater is. So you avoid the things like here, the most popular repeater is the one we're on, but you may be a good distance away from it. So that's a good thing I've found here. I do more listening than I do talking on the 2-meter net here because I usually watch my soon-to-be 4-year-old grandson 2 to 3 days a week when he gets out of preschool. So whenever I have him in the car, I stay quiet and just listen to it because I don't want anything to happen than having been talking while driving with a grandson in the car and for QNZ.
And that, very good, yeah. So let's see, I have about another 97 miles to where I'm going. I'm going up to just north of Charlotte, up to Mooresville this morning to start off with. And then I'm going to stay overnight in the area and then visit a few in the morning, then head back. And then Friday is going to be just a office/paperwork day for a few hours, and that's it. That's the arrangement I came up with them, being that it's quite a drive just to get into the area. I'm not going to do this. And after all, they asked me. I didn't ask them to do this, so they agreed to everything. So I'm looking forward to that, to Friday, just being home. W1RPG, I also noticed, and I figured it would be, sunsets about an hour later than up in Connecticut, but the sunrise is only about 20 minutes after it, the sun rises up in Connecticut.
I grew up as a Navy brat. My dad was in submarines. Matter of fact, I was born in a hospital in Groton at the Navy base in London, so it's a little different with hills. It gets dark rather quickly.
On submarine. Yeah, the club I was a member of for close to 30 years there in Stratford. One of the members was a submariner during WW2. He was a CW whiz. watch him send and receive code without writing anything down at, you know, 30, 35 words a minute. Yeah, he's no longer with us. Great guy.
I knew one person like that when I was outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia. You had some guy who was, you know, military. He was out of it at that time, but he could have a frequency in the background that's transmitting code really fast while he's carrying on a conversation to you, and then in the middle of his conversation to you, he said, oh, yeah, the guys that listen to back here are talking about yada, yada, yada. And that's amazing to me that they can be proficient at that fast and treat it as if they're listening into a conversation.
He was a communications guy in a submarine. And he was telling us the stories about, I guess they would have to come up so the antenna would be above the water line back then to communicate, and it was CW. Yeah. So I hope you have a great day. I'm going to put the mic down now and just... I want to make a phone call to this other colleague on the hands-free device. And hope we chat again. I enjoyed the conversation. W1RPG.
Same here. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I'm just starting to get into downtown, getting to the church, so I got to go in and pick up my food packages and do my thing there. So it was nice to talk to you, Bob. And again, this is N4QNV, Quebec November Victor, and it's Brian. And you probably won't hear me talking too much, but I do more listening than talking. So you have a good trip, and I'll listen for you on the air. N4QNV, I'll be clear.
And have a fabulous day. Looks like it's going to be a nice one. 7-3, all the best. N4QNV, W1RPG, mobile clear. Bye-bye.